Your CV is very impressive, but what inspires you?
I'm inspired by hand-stretched sourdough pizza, inspired by succulent marinated rotisserie chicken, 100% Irish Angus steaks and juicy...
Inspired by Centra is our award-winning luxury convenient range. Next-level food made to inspire. Centra. Live every day.
Good morning from 123.ie. Every day is a chance to be better. We should know. We're always trying for better.
Breakfast Business.
With Enterprise Ireland. Get the funding you need to reset and recover from the impact of COVID-19. Enterprise-Ireland.com.
6:44 on Newstalk. You're listening to Breakfast Business with Gavin McLaughlin. Now, more and more business is being done online. Of course, the pandemic is accelerating that, but the internet is very cluttered and it can be difficult to get cut through for your business in the midst of all that material. Now, companies are often tempted to spend big on digital marketing, but you need to make sure you get bang for your buck. Joining me now to discuss how to do that is digital marketing expert Lorcan Kinsler, Chief Executive of Brand Nova Digital. Good morning, Lorcan.
Good morning, Gavin.
So I suppose there's a bit of scepticism about this whole area. A lot of people use ad blockers. They automatically hit skip on those YouTube ads. Am I right in saying it's hard to get attention?
It's very hard to get attention at the moment, given the cluttered space. Considering that the amount of money that's being thrown at digital and getting online with e-commerce through government programs, which have been fantastic, has provided a very, very kind of cluttered space where businesses are getting there, but then they're not really sure what they're doing. And for obviously the existing businesses are there, we're trying to understand, like, you know, kind of where to put the marketing budget. It's quite difficult to see kind of where to do it, when, and having information to do it at the right time.
Yeah, now you've identified a couple of areas where you think people are getting it wrong. And one is that people aren't monitoring the performance of their digital strategy properly. So, you know, maybe they've picked an area out like Facebook or whatever, but they're not analysing properly what it's delivering for them.
Yeah, for me, Gavin, it really kind of comes down to, if you actually look at a digital strategy or look at anyone's kind of website, it comes down to two things. Really, if you want to really kind of filter it down, and that's traffic and conversion. And when you actually have so many different platforms or different tools that are available through us, whether it be search engine optimization, pay-per-click, social media, and considering that there's 52 different social media platforms out there that we can leverage to draw traffic to our websites, or what I call our digital marketing real estates, and email marketing being the fourth. So you've got SEO, PPC, social media, and email marketing, not considering then just display. So if you just consider those four, that's all our traffic. And we have then, our objective, our responsibility is the conversion of that, of converting that to paying clients. And that really boils down to, how do we know where to get that information, or how do we analyze the information of who's coming to our website? And that's really the monitoring of the progress of performance. And it's
that's digital analytics tools, you need to do that.
Exactly. But what's happening is, like, and what I find, like, in the marketplace at the moment, that there's so much overwhelming information in relation to all of these. What we've, I suppose, done, I suppose, at Brand Nova, where we've kind of launched our own kind of Nova platform, Nova 360, is trying to bring all of that information into one place where you can actually see and understand and ultimately get more information to make better information around, make better, I suppose, decisions around marketing budgets. So, for example, I can remember myself, funnily enough, I can remember myself paying for an ad in the Irish Independent in 2006. And it was a case of just an article, 54,000 people, circa, it was a small ad, quarter page, and I paid €2,500 for that ad. Now, considering if I had €2,500 now, what I would do with that, it would be a case of, I might put it in, and it's not about hope marketing, it's actually providing a place of where you can actually see exactly where your traffic is coming from, whether it be search engine optimization, pay-per-click, Google My Business, Google Analytics, and all of that is in one place where you can access it in one place. But it's important that we're going to be paying €2,500, that we know that we can get a return on investment within the first week in terms of where it's working or it's not working. Remember, when I actually kind of paid for that ad in 2006, it was a case of the next day it was gone. So we're trying to actually kind of look at, I suppose, just being a small bit clever, given that we have all of these businesses now who've gone on to e-commerce and they've done the hard bit, they've gone online, they're actually now trading. But it's important that they're not flying blind, that they, I suppose, are now going to the next phase, the really interesting, exciting phase, which is marketing. And when you're marketing, you want to know now where you have the facility to access all of this fantastic information. And when you have access to that information is where you can have a real return on investment. But if not, it's a case of, well, how come my competitor is doing so well and I'm not? And it usually comes down to just understanding simple information.
Yeah, the analytics thing, very important, clearly. And interesting point is as well about kind of seeing how it's doing in the first week. I suppose that means you can pivot out of it if you need to. So look, we leave it there, Lorcan. Thanks very much for that. Very interesting tips there. That's Lorcan Kinsella, Chief Executive of Brand Nova Digital. We'll be back with a look at the markets after this short break.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR.